Cornerstone Church, Key Woman Daily Devotional, Renee van der Walt, Day 18, The Power of Prayer. Start with heart. Lord, as you speak, please help me listen with my whole heart. And Holy Spirit, please meet me today and make me more like Jesus. Ephesians 3:14-19. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you've been rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. The above verses are my go-to life verses whenever I'm going through a tough storm. I received these scriptures from a friend in church in 2016, and at the time I wasn't really struggling with anything. However, in 2018, my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and passed away just 2 months after the diagnosis. I felt like I was hit by a bus. This completely wrecked me, and I wept until I had no strength left to weep. Have you ever felt that way? That something happens and you lose it? You lose your strength to believe? You lose your strength to be a good wife, mother, or friend? You lose your strength to be a good Christian? I felt I had no strength to face what was happening. And then the Lord gently reminded me of this scripture. For this reason I kneel before the Father. He was reminding me to come to him in prayer. God has made a way for us to come to him in our time of trouble and distress. He's not only our Father in heaven, but he's also the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we approach him, we, through Christ, have access by one Spirit to the Father. Both Christ and the Spirit intercede for us when we pray. Christ is our high priest who himself has suffered trials on earth. He understands exactly what we are going through, and we know that he is present, representing us when we pray to the Father. So I prayed Paul's prayer over myself every single day, that God may strengthen me with his power through his Spirit in my inner being, that Christ will dwell in my heart through faith, that I'll be rooted and grounded in his love, that I may be empowered to understand how wide, how long, how deep, and how high is the love of Christ that surpasses all my understanding, that I may be filled with the fullness of God. And I became inwardly stronger every day as I was being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, we cannot face trials and storms in our own strength. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort and strengthen us. As Christ dwells in our hearts and we know we are not alone, we need to welcome him into all aspects of our life and allow him to take up full residencies in our heart. As we are rooted in him, we are not shaken but stand firm. When we understand and know the width, the length, the height and depth of God's love, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I'd like to encourage you to also read Psalm 46 verses 1 to 3. And Proverbs 18:10. And I pray in faith for the filling of the Holy Spirit. Some journaling questions. Question 1. What word or phrase in the scripture speaks to your heart? Question 2. How is God calling you to respond to what you have read today? Question 3. What does it mean to be strengthened by the Spirit in your inner being? Have you ever experienced this? If not, ask the Lord to come and strengthen you spiritually. How does the fact that God is able to do more than we can ask or imagine change the way you pray? Let's pray together. Lord, fill my life with the power of your Spirit that I may be strengthened in my inner being to face whatever may come my way. Lord, anchor me firmly in the love of Jesus Christ, that I and not shaken, but rooted and grounded in love. Lord, thank you that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Amen.